Okay, so let's get started with the review of the Calm Abiding Teaching by Geshe-la. Venerable Trisula is unable to attend, so I volunteered. Okay, and what is wonderful about doing this review is that our wonderful spiritual director, or was it Trisula, one of the two, checked with Geshe-la and confirmed that he indeed wants us to continue to review Calm Abiding teaching. So not only were we blessed to get the teaching, but we are receiving the benefit of following his instructions, his request to continue reviewing this Calm Abiding until it just really sinks in our hearts. So we can rejoice in that. And of course, how you can think of any other motivation for doing this practice today. Okay, so you know, there's certain topics that we have been covering, like what are the names of the nine stages? What are the five? The mental engagements, the four mental engagements, what are the seven powers, who are the authors, and so forth and so on. So I'm going to change the way she asks the questions. Okay. So, all right. So then, now there are four mental engagements we have. Can anyone, does anyone know any of the mental engagements that are used for the the Calm Abiding Stage practices? Anybody know them?
Tight focus.
That's the first one.
And interrupted focus.
Second.
Uninterrupted focus.
Third.
And the last one. I'm blocking on it.
Effortless.
Effortless engagement.
Engagement, right. Okay, so which is the one that we use the most?
Interrupted focus.
Yes. Yeah. And those are in what stages?
One, two. I think 3 to 7.
Right, because what happens on the 8th? Stage.
Well, on the 8th stage, we are becoming single-pointed. And so there our focus is uninterrupted.
Exactly. Excellent. Okay. So now we have a couple of certain minds that happen, that rise up when we're doing the stages, gross and subtle excited mind, and gross thinking and subtle thinking mind. Okay. So all right, so let's say while you are meditating, you suddenly see Tenrezig, and you see him letting the milk of his compassion flow into other beings, even though you're just meditating on Tenrezig. And all of a sudden you see that happening, and you're overcome by his compassion. And, you know, loving thoughts happen, and suddenly you're enraptured by that. What is that a fault? And which fault is it?
The gross excitement?
Well, in gross excitum, you lost the object. You still have the object.
So
there's chenrezig.
Well,
this is a trick question. It's not one of the five faults. Why? Because it's compassion. You're not scattering to something attractive, right? You're overcome by, you're moved by something like that, and you're completely distracted. But it's very easy to come back to your object because it's not an attachment. You can't stay on that too long. The same with anger. You can't stay on anger very long, as much as you can when you scatter to something attractive, like chocolate chip cookies, some whole foods, like that. That was a quick question. Okay, so when, what is the stage where your mind goes inward and you're most bothered by subtle thinking mind?
Subdued placement?
Yes. It's the fifth stage. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. When, what's the stage where you never lose your object? So in other words, you've mastered mindfulness and so you never forget the instruction. Which stage is that?
Stage four?
Exactly. Mental placement, closeness. That's right, the fourth stage. Why? Because mindfulness, the power of mindfulness is complete. And what the antidote for forgetting the instruction is what?
Mindfulness.
Right, exactly. So that's why on the fourth stage, if the power of your mindfulness is complete, then you don't lose the object anymore. Exactly. So at what stage do you not need to put forth much effort to meditate? Doing pretty well.
Stage eight?
No, not those three. Is three, you have this feeling of your conceptual thoughts sort of exhausted and you still need mindfulness. And you can, so that's not it. That's not the one. Close, but not, that's not.
Is it stage seven?
No, that's, you're getting closer. That's, but you're getting warm. You're almost hot. You're hot.
Can't figure it out. I'll let somebody else guess.
We'll just work our way down.
It's the eighth stage.
Oh.
You don't need to put much effort into meditating.
Right.
So what's the stage when, I guess we already did that. Yeah, we're subtly, excited thinking, excited mind ends. What's the stage where there's subtle thinking mind and excited, subtle excited mind are no longer a problem, but you still have to be vigilant. Which one is that? It's a,
sticking with my answer of seven.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Seven. All right, so what's the stage where You can say on the object as long as you can say mala mantras.
Stage two.
Right. Okay, and let's see. What's the power for the, we have the six powers. What are the powers for stage five and six?
Introspection.
And what about the power in three and four?
Mindfulness.
That's right. And I already said that. Mindfulness on the third, and the fourth is when it's complete. Right. So when is the power of introspection complete? It's first complete. Now, this is really interesting because I think I saw it on two stages. In the notes. Or maybe those are my bad notes.
I have a lot of those.
So we can actually debate on this. So is it the seventh stage or the sixth stage or the seventh stage? I think it's one of those.
I thought it was the sixth.
That's what I thought. And then I also saw it on this mindfulness and introspection on the seventh, but you have to be vigilant. Okay, so we have like three more minutes. So we need to stop in a couple of minutes. So what is the name of the first stage?
It's inner placement.
I think it's isn't it mental?
The first stage?
Oh, it's inner.
Inner.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the one in the Lam Rim Shenmo. I thought, let's see. Yep, inner placement. It's a different word in the Great Treatise. Okay, great. All right. So let's rejoice that we've done this review and that everyone did so beautifully well. So we can just wait for Geshe-la to come and continue to begin the practice for on the eight verses of thought transformation, and we'll be saying mandala, the short mandala first.
Thank you, Lamala.
Thank you.
Please have a seat. Oh, yeah, so, yeah. We'll begin with the prayer.
Sāshī pākī Shushin metog tam nirab nishi nide gen pari sange jindu mite hoa yi shaki charpa waktu sa idam guru ratamandalakam niryatayami. Gosum kupe gone cha se lo nge sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa ji tan tam che shak ke pa ke wa nam la je yi rang Korwa matong badule yune Dola cheki kolo korwa nang Da shengena janchu chen porno
Sanje Chodan Soje Chonam Chanjo Parto Dane Bagi Chuje Jevasanje Dola Sanje Chodan Soje Chonam Chanjo Parto Dane Bhagi Chushe Jive Asunam Jayan Dola
Sanche Sanche Tupasho
Sanche Chudha Soche Chonam La Chancho Pani
Bhadu Dhani Kapsu Chi
Bhagi Chushe Jive Asunam Jayan Dola
Sanche Tupasho
First I want to say, good evening, Ramasi. Good evening, Hamula. Good evening, Goi Vona Piri Willis.
Giovanna.
Giovanna. Good evening. So, good evening, Bodhisattva Patrick, Joanna. Good evening. Good evening, Tom. From like manifested in Pata, in Peru, Machu Picchu. Manifested to be, benefit of being there. Good evening, Julian. Good evening, Neely. Good evening, Peter. Good evening, Panditji, Pati. Good evening, Alex. Still hanging out in Samsara. Good evening. Good evening, Sandra. Good evening, Elise. Good evening, Amanda. Good evening, Susie. Good evening, Martinez. Kira. Good evening, Maria. Gabi. Gabi. Patago from Patagonia. Good evening, Julie. Good evening, Michael. Good evening, Mary. Good evening, Jennifer. Good evening, Josephina. Good evening, Alexandra Chudin. Good evening, Laura. Good evening, Javier Rosa Meta. I never used it. Good evening, Anna Para. Good evening, George. Good evening, Ani Barma. Oh, yeah. So, if you don't mind, please join with me to say the 21 paraphrases, because there's like a raging fire approaching towards Patagonia, Abuyen, where there's a number of friends here that they live around that area. So, and Sunday evening we have another 21 paraphrases, so here please pray for safety. You know, so now trouble on the virus problem, so now there's fire, you know, problem. So I believe so the 35 feet in lightning stupa was built there, so I very much have faith so that inside that stupa, this entire Buddha's teachings sitting in the stupa, the power of the Buddha's teachings, so probably that area will be safe, you know. It's not the first time it happened a few times. So, please, all my friend here, you pray for all the people that near their town, pray for their safety, okay? So, just join with me. 21 paraphrases. So, Chidi, are you translating? Yeah, we just recite repeating Bodhicitta prayers. So now, Om. There's like three letters together. A, U, Ma. A, U, Ma become Om. So if you do yoga, you are very familiar with this term, Om. Basically means like body, spirit, and mind. Okay, Om. Sambhava, nature. Nature of body, spirit, and mind. Shuddha, pure. Pure nature of body, spirit, and mind. Pure nature of body, spirit, and mind, not impure. That's what we believe, what we see, what we think. No, we need to think pure nature of body, speech, and mind. Not just your body, speech, and mind. Sarva, dharma, everything. Sarva, all, dharma, everything. Sarva, dharma, sambhava, nature of everything, nature of everything. Shuddha, pure. What are you trying to do here before you do Tara practice? What you're trying to do is you're trying to develop divine pride. So this word, the Sanskrit word, is kind of guiding us how to develop divine pride. Not like, why you try to develop divine pride? Because trying to eliminate this sense of ordinary beings with all kinds of problems. You can succeed with that kind of mentality. You cannot succeed in Vajrayana practice. So therefore, it's very important to eliminate this sense of ordinary beings that with all kinds of problems. The only way to eliminate that is to develop divine pride. Okay? So this very Sanskrit word, and as I said last Sunday, you have to have faith in yourself. You must have faith in yourself. that you are someone who can achieve full enlightenment. You are someone who are fully capable to liberate yourself from all the problems. You have to have faith that you possess Buddha nature. That you have to have faith in the pure nature of your body, as the nature of your body, spirit, and mind, and your the nature of your body, spirit, and mind is something pure. It's not something that like disgusting or like something that something to be as they look down. No, not like that. Okay. So this Sanskrit word, Om Sambhava Shuddha, Savadhamma, Sambhava Shuddha, Ham, pure nature of my body, spirit, and mind, pure nature of everything. So that you say, that is me. Pure nature of body, spirit, and mind, my body, spirit, and mind, pure nature of everything. So that you can, and hum, means that means, that is me. That's how you develop divine pride. Sayinga ja, so divine pride. Sayinga ja. For important reasons. So with that understanding, with that knowledge, with that understanding, with that awareness, nature of my body, spirit, and mind, which is pure. Nature of everything else, which is pure. So that is essence of everything that is me, with that knowledge. Then all become, literally the word means all become empty. What it means all become empty? Everything that includes your body, spirit, and mind, and yourself, everything else. When you try to pinpoint, there's nothing to pinpoint. There's nothing to pinpoint. Including yourself. Yourself, nothing to pinpoint. So now with that understanding, with that awareness, then you visualize syllable pam, P-A-M, pam. Or you can, if you are familiar with the Tibetan, you can also visualize Tibetan. If you know the Hindi language, then you can visualize the Hindi alphabet. No, doesn't mean a pam. Center of your heart, or space before you. Space before you. The distance, the size of your body. Height is if you are sitting down on the cushions, and the level is like your forehead, third eye levels, that level, not too high, not too high, not too low, that level, that height. Or you can visualize in your center of your heart, palm, form of light. So then gradually that palm transform into lotus, beautiful lotus. So now top of that lotus, then visualize R, letter R. Form of light. So gradually that R transform into mundis. Which symbolize altruistic attitude of bodhicitta. The lotus symbolize pure thought, the thought that was to liberate yourself from all the problems. Oh. The lotus symbolizes pure thought. The Vedic thought, what is that pure thought? The pure thought is like form of wish or desire to liberate yourself from the samsara. Then mundis symbolizes bodhicitta. So now top of the mundis, now you have choice here. You have choice. Either you can visualize your mind, your consciousness, or green thumb. Why there are choice? Because if you receive the initiation, then you are allowed to visualize. You have already given the permissions to visualize yourself as a deity. You are already given the permissions to visualize yourself as a deity. So without the permissions, then even though if you try to visualize, you are not going to succeed. So therefore, then you visualize green thumb. All right? If you already had the permissions, then rangsen tam yi, your mind inseparable with green thumb is one with green thumb. So then gradually that green thumb become green tara. Same as visualizing yourself as a green tara. If you already had the permission to do that, if you don't, so then just visualize green thumb. That's not your mind, it's just green thumb, seed syllable of green tara. So that's why it's called seed syllables. That some is going to become something. So in this case, this green thumb become green tara. So then it's time to visualize now green tara, you know, like hands gestures, or sitting positions, or if you can just imagine the green tara, if you are familiar with the image of green tara, so then just visualize that form of light. Bright green tara. Green in color, Shaijik, one face, two arm. Holding the upala flowers right next to the ear. Holding that the right next to the center of your heart. So I'm not going to go to very details. So that's something that you visualize, green tala, okay, green tala. Then it's important important to remember the color and the hand gesture. How she's been sitting. Oh. So now this is. Oh, we are doing this practice for people in Patagonia facing risk of raging fires. Oh. Right. Not just that, then it also all the obstacles, sicknesses, mental difficulties, physical problems, all of that to completely purify. Completely purified. Then the lifespan, all the positive things increase. All the positive things increase. Knowledge, spiritual experience, meditative experience, knowledge, all the positive things increase. Realizations. Okay. Oh, yeah. There's just brief explanations. So then with that visualization, so then we will say, first we will say, we recite 21 Tara mantra together, followed by 21 Tara places, directly dedicated for all the people back in Patagonia, then indirectly, dedicated for all the people their life has been devastated by this coronavirus and all kinds of problems, more than over a year, all kinds of problems. All kinds of, can, there are so many of them. We just pray, no, that's all we can do, we just pray. There's nothing else we can do. We just pray. Pray for all. Pray for all the people. Not just people, animals. Okay, we just pray. We just say this 21 Tara praises for well-being of all of them. Okay? 21 Tara praises, Tara mantra 21 times. Ramula, please chant Tara mantra 21 times. Everybody, please participate now.
Start with the. So we'll start with the verse of praise.
Oh.
Tare liberates from psychic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. today liberates from all sickness. I prostrate the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Now the praises to the 21 Taras.
Oh, very good.
Start with the invocation. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Tara sits heroic. I fight my king instantaneous. From opening stamens of the Lord of the Spirits, your bone lotus. She whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with thy race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne in hand adorned, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, be light on by conqueror's children, seek reach every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Skandavas Yakshas. Homage with her tray and pay sounds, disjointed diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raising fire blaze. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, lotus visage, who was there of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three pujas. Five masses all excited, all directions filled adorn her. Homage to show joyous rays, in garlands of light, her full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorneth crescent, moon all on her most shining, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon-denning fire abiding, Rasheth left that choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Amishi, who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot feet, the seven level she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who steals this peace, nirvana, she endowed with home and soha, destroy evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, this home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage, today we see letters, shape of syllable, whom by foot sampling shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage, holding in her hand the hair might wound of Deva-like form, with white spoken Tara and they totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dressed as the spirit yakshas and raised scorpion supreme today. These praises were through mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Should we do another round, or should we just do the dedication?
Benefit of reciting 21 Tara praises.
I'm sorry?
Benefit of
reciting. Benefit, okay, the prayer of benefit. Whoever's endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativity, eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will creation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, by all the sufferings of torments, by fevers, spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacify.
Another round? No, another prayer, do you remember when we do Tara practice that we recite the benefit of reciting 21 Tara praises? Another one.
Yes, sir. I just have to get it out.
Yes, sir. Chudujam. Or maybe just visualize then. Chukwa chintata kodakudze sadashinkata chujyatsinjyo sambo chintawa tadakunandazan kuwa chulandazan kuwa. Dazo kambo nebya sajyo de nenda ubo tadashinkata chudandazan kuwa chintawa 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 Thank you so much. So,
I found it.
Maybe next time.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, it's called request. No, not sorry. It's request. Oh, this is called request. Well, thank you very much for participating, praying for people back in Patagonia. So thank you so much. Tonight, how much time we have, Tomasi?
Guess that we have about 45 minutes.
You already heard this teaching before. It is like name of the textbook is called Eight Verses, Thought Transformations. Thought Transformations, okay? Or you could say Mind Training Text. Composed by Gishilangri Thapa, one of the Tibetan masters, Gishilangri Thapa. So now this author is Gishilangri Thapa. The text is called Eight Verses, Thought Transformations. Why we need thought transformations? So the first question is, do we have thought? What is thought? What is thought? Do we have a thought? Same thought, awareness, consciousness, mind, clear knowing, all synonym, same things. Western world, you used to probably say brain. Ancient philosophy. Particularly Buddhist philosophy talks about mind, which is much more bigger than brain. So that according to Buddhism, that we all possess mind. What that means? That means we all think, regardless of locations, culture, traditions, believe or not believe, how we look, each and every one of us, we think. So now, there is some transformations needed in our thinking. In our thinking, the transformation is needed in order to feel precious, feel meaningful, feel good, bottom line, feel good. In the sense that you are doing much bigger than yourself. That's how you feel good, because you feel that you are doing much bigger than yourself. There's some transformation needed in our thinking. Why some transformation needed in our thinking? So much problems we go through caused by our thinking. we are not just in good. We are not just in good. If we just in good, our life will be much, much better off. So then transformation is no needed. Transformation is no needed. Thinking, do cause. Thinking, do cause. So many problems, so many problems. Thinking. So therefore, there are some transformations needed in our thinking. Or maybe our thinking needs to change in order to feel great, feel meaningful, feel useful, feel this life is worth to live. Every day looking for to do something positive. So this transformation is needed in our thinking. What's lacking? Thinking transformation, why thinking transformations? We don't just think positive. That's the fact. That's the fact. Minute we start to think something negative, life is going down. Life is going down. Sake of your own happiness, sake of your own well-being. So transformation is needed in our thinking, Da, I myself. The first stanza, there's eight verses. This text has eight stanza, eight verses. That's called eight verses. Third transformation. First one. Dani, I myself, Sinje Tamjelas. Teach us how to, teaching us how you can get maximum, how you can get maximum benefit in this life, how you can get maximum benefit in this life by cherishing others. Make sense? Cherishing others more than money. But money didn't mention the textbook. I think at that time, when Gishe Alangritaba composed the text, probably there's no money. There's no money. Money doesn't exist at that time. Money doesn't exist at that time. The trade is based on the grain or fabric. There's no money. Or maybe coin. Not sure, even there's coin or not. Money didn't mention, I just made it up. Money didn't mention. What is mentioned is, it mentioned precious jewel. Precious jewel. So now it's more seems like precious jewel. The money. Everybody worships money. Yeah, you do need money. So without money, there will be no human happiness. But putting money above breathing, living being, probably not a good idea. Not a good idea. Now, putting money above breathing, living beings, putting money above well-being of others, probably not a good idea. Not a good idea. Putting money above living beings, particular human beings, probably not a good idea. Not a good idea. Of course you need money, then you have to eat. But putting money above everything else, probably that's not a good thing to do. The first stanza teach you how you can get maximum benefit cherishing other, seeing other as a precious, far more precious than money. That's the message of the first stanza. Dāne simche tamche la yinu mu lela. Tenchō tuve samba ye tazu cheba dzumba shos. Tenchō, you could, based on others, you could get, you could gain so much that even money cannot buy. It means money cannot buy. Mental happiness. Dāne sīnche tamchala yinu mu lela bi tuñchuk rūpe sāmpa is. Oh, tuñchuk. Tuñchuk, can you say this, samula, you have any English version? Oh, here. Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit. Now please think about that. Greatest possible benefit, what is it? I shall hold them most dear to all time. I shall hold them most dear at all time. Very, very strong word. That word is carrying so much weight. Now, what is the great possible benefit? Just think about it. Ask yourself questions. Great possible benefit. If you have been given a chance, what are you going to ask? For you, what is the greatest possible benefit you can ask if you have been given a chance? What are you going to ask? Just think about that, okay? At the moment, just think about that. If you've been given a chance, only one chance to ask that can be granted, whatever you ask that can be granted. So now think about the great possible benefit. What is that? What is the great possible benefit? Tenchok, in Tibetan called Tenchok. Greatest benefit. Oh, thank you, Dr. Sambhavi. Yes, no? Okay. There's the first stanza. Dāne simche tamche la yishin nubu lela bi tenjo Dr. Sambhavi tādu cheba dzumba shos. Even the dream. Of course, while you are awake, even the dream. Can you imagine that now? If everybody does that, there'll be no war. There'll be no famine. There'll be no inequality. There'll be none. Only beautiful world. If each and every human being on this planet practice that first stanza or utilize the first message into their heart, so then the world is going to be much, much better place to live. Dāne simche tamche la yishin nubu lela bi tenjo dhubi sambhaya tādu cheba dzumba shos. Cherishing other is door to all the happiness. Cherishing other is door to all the happiness. Always thinking about me, doesn't bring maximum benefit, because look at your life, been doing this, in my case, more than 50 years. What I got? Pretty much nothing. Always thinking about me, it's not the way to get maximum benefit. It's not the way to get maximum benefit. Or my way, highway, not the best attitude to get maximum benefit. Well, same thing, my way, highway, same thing. You know, my way, highway. Cherishing others, door to all the happiness, cherishing. Need to understand that. Not just understand after that, to be aware of understanding the importance of cherishing others. Not just know, need to be aware of knowing cherishing others is the way to get maximum benefit for your life, maximum benefit. Why cherish others? Why? Big question. Why cherish others? What is the fact here? What is the fact? What is the fact? Look at yourself, look at others. What is the fact? The fact is me, other. Everybody you see on the screen, every single second looking for something good. That's the fact. Not just Tibetan, only Tibetan is looking for happiness. And other people, they are not looking for happiness. No, too. Or only American, they are looking for happiness. People in Asia, they don't care about happiness. No, wrong. Everybody that breathes, looking for every single second, looking for something good. That is the fact. Everybody wants to be cared, loved, respect. That is the fact. It's nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. Based on that fact, there's no difference. There is no other, and you and other. Same, everybody same. Doing the same thing. You don't have extra reason to be happy. You can say, oh, they don't deserve happiness. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's not nice thing to say. The first place is wrong. Every breathing, living being deserves to be loved, care, respect. That's the fact. Likewise, you do. Same thing. So now you make the decisions. Now you made the decisions. How you are going to get maximum, that's the fact. Now, how you are going to get maximum benefit? Being kind or being rude? Or being mean all the time? Nobody wants to be around if you are mean all the time. Nobody wants to be around. Nobody wants to be around. Even your own pet. Nobody wants to be around. If you're angry all the time, nobody wants to be around. Why? Because it affects their mind. It affects their life. Why is it so big deal affecting your life? Why you go away? You are looking for every single second happiness. That's why nobody wants to be around. Unfortunately, culture look, culture, look, traditions, language, religious, unfortunately, kind of separates. Not very thinking very clearly, kind of separates, divide. That's unfortunate. You need to go to the fundamental level. Fundamentally, each and every one of us. Is that true? Ask yourself, when you wake up, are you looking for something good or are you looking for something bad? Same thing, no difference. So much more self, you know. How I can get maximum benefit? Being rude? Being unkind? Being judgmental? No. Why? People don't like to be judged. You don't like to be judged. Same thing, people don't like to be judged. If you don't like something, why you do to others? Because you don't like to be judged, and same thing, other people don't like to be judged. Same thing. So this for me, you know, personally, it helps me a great deal. Just knowing, to be aware of knowing that every breathing, living being on this planet, looking for every single second, looking for happiness. That's the fact. That is the fact. Based on that fact, now you make the decisions. What kind of decision you can make? The bottom line is to cherish others, you know. So that's the first method. Cherishing others is door to all the happiness. But we don't have faith. That effort will bring maximum benefit. We don't have faith. We don't believe. We don't have faith. What we believe, oh, sure, get angry. Maybe you'll get some benefit. Wrong. Or get jealous. Maybe get some benefit. Wrong. Or judge, get some benefit. Wrong. It's called ignorance. That's not wisdom, it's called ignorance. Huh? You know, sometimes you see in the airport, something happened, there's a heavy snow, people are stuck there, some people go out of their minds, scream, shouting. People who are like helping them, they don't want to help. They don't want to help because why? Because you are shouting at them. So they don't want to be shouted. Well, so see, like that, many situations you see. So lack of mindfulness, huh? You like if somebody smiles to you, do you like somebody smile at you? Same thing, other person will like if you smile at them. Do you enjoy if somebody show respect to you? Yes, of course, other person will like if you show some respect. We are not talking about making every living being happy. That is too big to tackle. That's almost impossible. That's not the point here. Your perceptions. We are not talking about the way to get maximum benefit to yourself is to make everybody happy. That's probably not going to happen. Even though you get enlightened, that's probably not going to happen. You know? Mahatma Gandhi, such a wonderful human being, was killed by human. Shakyamuni Buddha was poisoned by one of his relatives. Dr. King was assassinated by human being. Can because not everybody thinks the same thing. Everybody has different interests, different desires, different opinions, different ideas. That's why it's hard to make every single thing happen. Happy. That's hard to do. It's hard to do. As long as from your side, looking at things in positively, oh, that's a way to get maximum benefit. Oh, that's a way to get maximum benefit. Oh. That's how you're thinking from your heart. You're thinking from your heart that may I able to cherish all the beings more than precious jewels. That's your thinking. That's your thinking. That's positive thinking. So that thinking will bring maximum benefit to yourself. Oh, I hate these people, that people, I hate. Zero benefit. You can talk about happiness, but you don't have happiness. You can talk. Okay? That's the first stanza. Yeah, you may think, oh, there's no relationship between me and other. Why I care? Wrong. Well, completely wrong. There's a relationship. So you need to, there's a relationship. You can think about there's deep relations. Everything's connected. Oh. Without connections, there will be no pleasures. You don't have even one single pleasure without other. You don't have any, even one single pleasure you are not going to experience without others. Every single pleasure you experience in this life due to others. Whatever you say, I pay. Whatever you can say, tell so many things. The bottom line is the due to the others. That's why you are enjoying a lot of others. I think Amazon, without others, there will be no Amazon. How you can succeed without others? How you can make money? No, impossible. So remember that, I myself, I'm not saying that I'm not going to say that I specialize eight verses, total transformation. Not at all. If you ask Gishila, are you trying every day? Yes, I'm trying every day. I'm trying. How you're trying? I remind myself every single day. I remind myself. That's why I'm able to say this eight verses. Thought transformations without looking at book, I remember by heart. Gila, are you like expert? Are you specialized? No, I'm not specialized. Are you trying? Yes, I am trying. Every single day, I'm trying. I'm trying to remind myself. How? I recite it was a thought transformation every day. And I say, and I think. So then, how that helps? How this helps? When I wake up, first thing that I think in my mind, today, I'm not going to disturb anybody's happiness. That's my commitment. I'm not going to disturb anybody's happiness. I will try all my best to contribute for their happiness. If not, I will restrain myself destroying their peace of their happiness. So that's the kind of commitment is the result of reciting eight verses, thought transformation every single day. So that's when I wake up in the morning, I kind of promise myself, today I'm not going to disturb anybody's happiness. I'm not going to disturb anybody's happiness. Oh, if I cannot contribute, I'm not going to destroy happiness. So therefore, when I talk, I watch what I say. I watch what I say. Oh, I watch my speech. I watch my mind. I watch my physical action. I watch them. Oh, that's like a result of acting. That's like no result. It's not. I'm not going to disturb even one person's happiness. That's the kind of risk that I make when I wake up. I'm not going to disturb even one person's happiness. I don't care. Are they Tibetan, American, black, white, all? I'm not going to disturb even one person. That includes every person. No, I'm trying all my best not to disturb their happiness, mental happiness. Oh, so then like very much wishing to contribute their mental happiness. So then it's good, and it's good that it makes you feel good. Okay, now please know all my friends here, so think about what is the maximum way to get how you can get maximum benefit relating to others, maximum benefit. Giving a look, probably that's not the best way to get benefit. Maybe smiling, or maybe you are becoming smarter. Now you become more smart. You become wiser for your own happiness. And you choose to smile. Giving a look, probably that's not the best way to get maximum benefit. It's nothing to do with the adverse thought transformation. It's just something to do with your life. A betterment of your life. It's nothing to do with the adverse thought transformation. But you can certainly learn a great deal from the adverse thought transformation composed by Vishalanda Thapa. Okay? You know, in America also you say, oh, that person is very selfish. What does it mean? What does that really mean, very selfish? What does that mean? It just means something good. When you say, oh, that person is very selfish, that means good things or not good things. Yeah, we are expert to say somebody else. We are very quick to judge or quick to say to others. How often you say to yourself, don't be selfish? Are you aware that you're being selfish? So you are fully aware when somebody else being selfish, you are fully aware. Are you aware when you are being selfish, are you aware? So there's no negative connotation. If somebody says, oh, this other person is very selfish, that means only thinking of yourself. How you can survive? How you can survive? Number-wise, you are just one. Other, limitless. There are so many. How you can survive? Practically, how you can survive? So that's why I'm saying there's some transformations needed in order to get maximum benefit for your betterment, for your well-being. There's some transformation needed in your thinking. What that means? It means more positive thinking. First, as I said, you have to have faith in yourself. We are not going to succeed in any of these practices. Lamrim, it was a thought transformations. In Buddha's teachings, we are not going to succeed if you don't have faith in yourself. This is very important. You have to have faith in yourself. Do you believe that you possess Buddha nature? Do you believe that your true nature, your mind is pure? Do you believe that your life is precious? So that is very, very important, very important. Do you believe that you can do something good? Do you believe that you can say something nice? Do you really believe? Do you believe that you can enlighten? Without that, we are not going to succeed. We are not going to succeed. Do you believe that you have opportunities to become a better person, to become kinder, become more loving? Or you just believe that you are something horrible, you hate yourself, you don't like yourself, blah, 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 blah. What Rinpoche, Namazoga Rinpoche said, if I remember correctly, Rinpoche said, we make this life garbage can. This is not a garbage can. This is a boat. As I said, this is a boat you could sail. This boat is capable to sail. Oh. Oh yeah, that's the first step. Okay, done is kumja kanja ishin over there. Even just praying or wishing, just saying the word and wishing to be able to do that every single day helps. Even just saying the word and in the same simultaneously wishing to be able to do that helps. You know, just saying the word and wishing to may I able to do this wishing, bless me to able to do this, just like that helps. Just like that also helps every day. Then slowly you are being aware. Slowly awareness gets better and better. So the next time when you encounter someone, it is crystal clear in your mind. It's crystal clear. There's no even tiny doubt. It's crystal clear that person, very person you are looking at, that person is looking for happiness. Help the happiness. Your life is going to be better off. Don't disturb. You are not going to get good reactions. So then next time when you see it's crystal clear, without even doubt, crystal clear, that person, you don't need any logic to prove that person is looking for happiness. It's crystal clear. So now you see opportunities to go up, to grow, to go up and to go grow, not to go down, to go up. So that person produces opportunity you to grow, you to go beyond samsara, you to go beyond all your problems. That person provides opportunities. Now you see there's opportunities, something to gain, love, compassion, care, something to gain. Rather than always looking, oh, something to lose, there's no opportunities. No, like that, no. Okay? And I'm trying every single day, and I said very clearly, did I accomplish? No, not at all. Just trying to be mindful little by little. And just trying to live day by day without thinking much of a past. We don't worry much about the future, just living day by day, So make sure this day goes well, then I can hope something better in the future. That's not trying to be mindful every day. Oh. So how much time left now?
About 3 minutes, Geshe-la.
That's for Buddha Dharma Sangha. 3 minutes. Oh yeah, so then tomorrow, not tomorrow, maybe next Wednesday we'll talk. Okay, and thank you for coming to the class. And basically what we are trying to do here, we are learning something, how we can contribute for the world, the very world that we are living in. We are living in. That 8 verses, thought transformation makes you peace-loving human being. Peace-loving human being. This is the education, how to become peaceful and how to contribute in the very world that you are living in, very family that you are living in, very community that you are living in, the relationship that you are in, is teaching you how to contribute. Meanwhile, you yourself getting maximum benefit, not losing anything, getting maximum benefit. All right? Oh, yeah. So with that, then we will do the dedication. Thank you for coming to the class. So maybe next Wednesday, then continue. It was a thought transformation. Or if you are, when you get bored, I will just recite. Takes like 5 minutes, finish then. I can just recite at once 1,000 minutes. Could be finished within few minutes. So if you choose that, so then let Ramasi know. So next Wednesday will be the finish. Then we'll finish the 8 verses. Oh yeah, thank you very much. So now do the dedications. And every one of you, have a wonderful night. Okay? And see you next Wednesday. All right? See you next Wednesday.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Avatare. The one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and listened void, Lama, ornament of the yellow half tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the Sudhguru's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Oh yeah, Alexander, Ali, it's called Ali or Alexander. Thank you very much for requesting recite 21,000 phrases for all the people back in Patagonia. Can you hear? No.
Gessler, when she's translating and she speaks, we can't hear her. Only the people who are on her channel can hear her.
And not just that, you know, she's also providing the spiritual sanctuary near this small town called Abuyen, which has 2,000 people, and around there's all the village, town around there, that she founded this 35 feet enlightened stupa in that regions, so which contain entire Buddha's teachings. So, and physically, mentally, she did so much for that part of the world. So just want to take this opportunity to say thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, okay, for requesting also 21,000 praises for them. And also thank you very much, how you say, Govia, Givona? Givona, farewell. Thank you for your message. Thank you for your message. Huh? Okay. So have a wonderful night and see you next Wednesday, okay? Everyone, good night.
Good night, Gessler. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Good night, Gessler.
Good night, Gessler.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Gracias, Gessler.
India, very good. India, good to see you from Mexico, India.
Good night,
Gessler.
Good night.
Oh, yeah.
Good night. Hola.
This is Donna in Venezuela.
Hola, Le.
Hi.
Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you? Good to see you.
Muy bien, muy bien. Very good. Muy bien. Gracias. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gracias a todos.
Sí,
bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Alejandra, was that the same tune that you chant? Oh, I can't hear you. You're still on as interpreter. No, you're not. Let me get here where I can.
Okay,
we still have you on as an interpreter. Let me fix that. Okay, now I should be able to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Gabi, ciao, Gabi, gracias.
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 Infinita.
Nos vemos el domingo en la noche.
Dale, pásame ahí por WhatsApp, que lo comparto y por
Facebook. Sí, mañana va a estar listo.
Gracias, Ale. Infinitas, me hice muy bien. Hermosa, te quiero.
Yo también. Okay, Donna, I think it's the same tune.
Okay.
Okay, so, but just so we know, I'm terrible at singing, but it will be Tara veloz heroína, ojos al rayo instantáneo de lágrimas compasivas, naces de Buda, chenresicati, te rindo homenaje, de rostro como cien lunas otoñales tan brillantes como mil estrellas juntas. It's just the same tune, yeah.
No, it's actually a little different. Ours is very, you know, da 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 da.
Okay, we can go with that one too. Da da veloz heroína, ojos cual rayo instantáneo, de lágrimas compasivas, naces de Buda Chenresi, a ti te rindo homenaje. I can do that too.
Okay,
so no problem.
As long as the, you know, as long as the meter is the same, then we should be good.
Yeah, so that's what I said. I'm terrible at singing, so glad to hear that Tim will be singing. And I think if we can post them, if we could have it on the screen, then people can just follow.
Yeah, we'll have it on the screen like we did tonight. And then I heard from Josefina who said there was, you know, there was a mistake in the translation for the prayer of the benefits. It had the wrong word for drunk.
I have the prayers translated, and I went through the translation with Geshe-la. So I have to send you that over. I had therapy, my physical therapy today, but
yeah.
You will have it tomorrow morning. I reviewed that translation with Geshe-la when he was there, because we were doing this practice every day.
Okay.
So I'll send it over, all the prayers for the benefits, all that.
You also have the one, the requests that. Good, perfect. Then that will be perfect, and I'll add that to the document, and we'll have it. And I noticed that for some reason, when I sent the Word document, it lost all the columns. So don't worry about what I sent today. Don't worry about it, and I'll just send everybody a PDF file when we're done, because that doesn't lose the columns.
Okay. Yeah, it happens to me. I was trying to, because I had the phrases ready when Geshe-la said, the phrases ready, and I had them copy, and when I could paste, they wouldn't paste all of them. I had to do it in like different paragraphs. So I'll send it over. No
okay,
problem.
Thank you
so much.
All right, okay.
People from today, we had people from Spain, from Argentina, and from Mexico.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye. Yeah.